Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Althoff. And Scott, the Eastern Corn Belt needs a planting window.
I think we're going to get one this week, Dave. The rain is now all pushed off to the south and east, and will begin drying out beginning today. And I think we'll have 6 to 8 days of relatively dry weather across the eastern Midwest, and good drying rates as well. Dew points in the 30s and 40s across the Midwest this morning, and as the temperatures begin to rise in 70s and 80s by Wednesday and Thursday, that will increase in drying rates. And I think most farmers will be getting the fields, except for the lowland areas, probably Wednesday and Thursday of this week. And we could have a good planting window over the weekend as right now, the Gulf moisture is cut off for the rest of the week. The only wild card in this, there's a storm developing across the Caribbean, going to push into Florida over the week, and some of that moisture may try to get into Ohio Valley later in the week, but some of the models are keeping it way to the south, and hopefully that tends to be the case. We do not need any rain, more rainfall around the Midwest for a period of a couple of weeks at least. Now, in the U.S. Delta Southeast, welcome period of dry weather will affect the Delta in much of the southeastern states the next few days. Field work will resume in the well-drained areas, but many locations in the Delta will be too wet for field work to occur before a tropical system brings significant rain to the region starting Thursday in the southeast and Friday in the Delta. Widespread rain will soak the southeastern states this weekend in the middle part of next week. The Delta will also get rain during this period of time, but should not be as persistent or as heavy as that in the southeastern states. Most locations will need several days of dry weather before field work can resume. The weather will turn drier in the last days of May and early June, with scattered and light showers occurring daily. In Canada, portions of the western Canada prairie is now at record dry levels relative to that of September 1st to April 30th period. The drought is becoming compared to that of 2002, and the next few weeks of weather will become critical for the region. Precipitation was missed in several important crop areas during the week to 10 days, resulting in deepening dryness. Although lack of warm weather has helped to conserve soil moisture, the weather pattern will turn drier late this week and into the weekend after an early week storm passes through the region. The early week storm system in Canada will produce some light rain and a little snowfall. The moisture is not expected to be significant, while it may be the last of the more significant precipitation events for a while. Moisture totals will range from a few hundredths of an inch to up to a half inch, with some areas of the drier areas needed to get more moisture. In the U.S., hard red wheat belt weather early this week will tend drier and warmer. A slow-moving cold front will then impact the region, sending off showers and thunderstorms on a near daily basis during the middle to latter part of this week, and possibly continuing into the weekend. The rainfall will not be initially heavy, but it will increase as the week wears on, and a few severe thunderstorms will producing hail, damaging wind, heavy rain will be possible at the end of this work week and during the weekend. The moisture will be good for the most crops, although no hail or strong winds is desired. Many of the thunderstorms that occurred Friday into Saturday morning this past weekend produced hail, and some damage to a few areas of wheat have occurred. In the U.S., spring wheat freezes were reported most spring wheat areas Saturday morning. Lows dropped in the lower 20s in portions of western North Dakota and eastern Montana, with a couple of extreme colder areas suspected. Most lows were in the middle 20s to lower 30s. Damage to winter wheat was suspected in parts of the region, and a little spring wheat might have been injured as well, but damage was not extensive since planting has been so far behind this spring. Some summer crops were damaged, and as well as replanting will be necessary. The forecast this week offers a brief period of warm weather early this week, and then mild conditions will resume for a little while. No more freezes are predicted, but a little frost might occur infrequently toward the end of the month. Precipitation is expected to be periodic and mostly light, and the amount of moisture that falls is not likely to be very great, and the week should turn a little more supportive of spring field work. Next week's weather will be warmer, and precipitation should continue light, allowing more aggressive field work to evolve. That's your growing area's weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Althoff.